Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Newsmakers. I'm Ezra Wall on the campus of UW-La Crosse. Thank you very much for joining us today. We were talking about some good music today. Later on, we'll hear from pianist Dave Mark. He's going to talk to us and play a little bit. That'll be fun. Right now, we're joined by several members of Mr. Blink. I don't know very many people from La Crosse who haven't heard of Mr. Blink. They've been around for ages and ages. And their newest album, Shine, has just won a Whammy Award, and we're going to talk to them about that. First, let me welcome the three members of Mr. Blink who are with us today. Mike Cockett is the chief songwriter and sort of lead vocalist of the group. Mike, welcome to Newsmakers.
Hello.
Nancy Stoll Cockett is Mike's wife and musical partner, and has been part of the band since the get-go, I believe, and is here with us today. Nancy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
And a familiar voice whom you will have heard pretty recently on WPR. Jesse McDonald is the fiddle player for Mr. Blink, and also joined us for a conversation about one of the other many bands that she plays in a few weeks ago. Jesse, welcome back to Newsmakers.
Thanks for having us.
So I want to talk about, we're going to get into the record, the award, hear some music, and that'll all be fun. But tell me about how the band got started way back when, Mike.
Yeah, it was 1989. Our saxophone player Cowboy and I were living, you know, the life of between semesters, and just decided to put a kind of a reggae Grateful Dead jam band together. And we got people from existing other bands, and it was going to be just like a summer project. And then it just kept going. But here we are now, 34 years later. It's
still 34 years. That's amazing. And Nancy, how did you get involved in the ordeal?
So I was playing in a group called Disorient Express. And Mike just asked, hey, do you want to do this? We're doing this summer project. We're going to play some reggae. And I was like, sure, let's do it.
You guys are notably, you're married. Were you an item at the time, or did the band bring you together in some kind of way?
No, we weren't. It was totally a musical relationship. She didn't really like me. I was too bossy. I won her over with my charm.
Jesse, you're new to the band, comparatively speaking. Tell me about your association with Mr. Blink.
I started playing with Mr. Blink probably around 2017. I've known Mike and Nancy for a real long time, good friends and just awesome people in the music community. But I was chatting with Mike one night, and he was just explained he needed another horn player to round out this tribute show that they were putting together. It was a Van Morrison tribute. And I kind of just jokingly suggested, well, I could try and learn it on the violin. And he's like, okay, well, let's do it. And we did it. And then, they kept me in the loop for a few other shows, and then eventually just playing on the regular. It's been a really great experience and so much fun.
So I've got an album in front of me called Shine. It's your latest project, and it's won a Whammy Award. I want to talk about putting that record together. First of all, Mike, when you're looking at a list of songs, how many are there songs left on the cutting room floor, or did you just write them one at a time, get to nine, and like we're good?
No, I think we had 15, and every member of the band got to vote like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and so the top nine won the voting. So,
Nancy, I'm going to put you on the spot first. Do you have a favorite song from the new record?
I'm choosing the title track, Shine.
Okay.
Because Mike wrote that song when we got married for me.
Shine, like the magic of a star. Shine, like the love inside a heart. Power of a moment that will never fade.
It's changed just a little bit, not much. But it's a great, great song, and it's about, you know, just putting good things out into the world and how, you know, we should all help each other and just shine. Everyone has the ability to shine within themselves.
Jesse, what about you? What's a favorite song from Shine?
Gosh, it's hard to choose, but I've got to say You're Gone for a couple different reasons. Nancy and I wrote a lot of fun little riffs throughout the album, and so it's got one of those ones that just kind of gets stuck in your head a bit.
You left me feeling cold and rejected.
But the song is just really fun. It's danceable. We played a lot with adding vocal harmonies as well, which is something that's new to me. I'm more of an instrumentalist and don't consider myself much of a singer, but find myself doing it more and more in this group. But also the content of the song, I got to let Mike tell the story about that one.
Okay, that story is when I was in the military, I used to work on F4s, and then there's a missile well adapter underneath the F4 that the electronic warfare system pod that I worked on would go. And this miserable adapter fell and hit the tip of my left pinky finger and cut off, you know, maybe like a quarter to a half inch of it. And so I wrote a song about it. And you'd think the song is about unrequited romance, but it's about the
difference. Because you're gone, and your memory lingers, slip from the tips of my fingers, you're gone. That really must continue, but it's hard when my heart doesn't want you. Wish I knew.
You know, Woody Guthrie said that he can't write all the songs of all the people that need songs, things written about. So it's up to the local songwriters in the community to find the stories that and turn them into songs so that they'll be sung and remembered. So my two favorite songs are one, the first George Coleman Pogue, which is a song about the first African-American to win a medal in the Olympic Games.
The first George Coleman Pogue grew up in Wisconsin, in the city of La Crosse.
Richard Frost gave me the idea of writing a song about George Coleman Pogue after he had heard the song Victory. And so I partnered with a friend of mine, and he co-wrote that one, Gordon C. Fowler, and I wrote that one.
Thick or thin or colored skin, so much more of a man within. Don't have to be first to win. First George Coleman Pogue, jumping high at all, ain't all the circus, going nowhere while running in the rain. Whip scar more than the surface, and a caged lion can never be king.
And the second favorite song is Kickapoo, which is about the Lafarge Dam project, where they tried to make a dam for the Kickapoo River and build a water reserve or in a lake. And they got 149 farms were bought, and they never ended up going through because of environmental concerns.
This river rises faster than a liar from the stand. Kickapoo, Kickapoo.
And then Kickapoo, you know, I've been canoeing down the Kickapoo River multiple times, camped over there, and I just love the Driftless area. You know, my ancestors, there's a pocket valley and tons of people buried in the valley cemetery. So I really wanted to connect with my ancestors and the place that we all live and the story of the Lafarge Dam Project. It was a big deal. You know, this community really was shaken because of it.
149 farms were taken. A community was shaken. And they never did what they said they were gonna do. Kickapoo, Kickapoo. Tell me what to do. Can't stop the rain from falling into you. Take a family farm. The dream of a lake did not come true. Kickapoo.
Nancy, when did you find out that you were going to win an award?
Well, just being nominated was such an honor. And I wasn't able to go to the...
Everybody has to say that, right?
Well, it is, though. I mean, it really is. So when we won, it was like, what? And we didn't really find out until the day after the show was... Mike and Jesse went to the show. The show was broadcasted. I watched it on Facebook Live, but I had teacher stuff I had to do, so I couldn't go. It was really exciting. I think one of the things that helps us be such a good group is when we do get together, Mike does kind of the skeleton of the songs, but when we get together, we all have that creative input in our own way that we enjoy making music on our instruments.
Yeah, the whammy was really unexpected, and it was really neat to be considered and super neat to win. Our bass player, Guido, he read about it the next day in the Milwaukee Journal and texted all us, and we were just, what? you know, we're just this band from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
So there are a couple of more opportunities before you kind of wrap your season up for people to catch up with Mr. Blink. Tell me where you're going to be.
Well, after the Oktoberfest Maple Leaf Parade, we'll be at Earl's. And so we don't really like to tell anyone about that. I don't know why I did, because it's really popular and crowded. But then after that, October 21st, we're going to be at the Main. And that's going to be a nice wrap-up of this year's Shine Tour. We probably won't play until the Shine Tour continues next year.
And a special occasion, because your longtime drummer is leaving the band, right?
Longtime drummer. He will be retiring. Tim Konchakowski. And I started playing with him when he was in 8th grade and I was in 9th grade. We wish him well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what song do you want to send us out with?
I would probably go with Moose.
I thank you very much for spending so much time with me today. We have three members of the La Crosse-based band Mr. Blink, who, if you haven't seen them yet, you should definitely do so. Mike Cockett and Nancy Stoll Cockett and Jesse McDonald have been with us here on Newsmakers. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Remember my eyes fair and true. They look to you folks as one of your jokes. Prefer that you're Mount Caribou.